WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Four county election offices in Washington state were evacuated yesterday after they received envelopes containing suspicious powders. Two tested positive for fentanyl. CBS News has learned that roughly a dozen letters have been sent to elections offices in five states, including Georgia, where Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says one letter is headed to Fulton County.
It's still in transit. It hasn't arrived yet, so they're trying to, you know, get that, intercept that before it gets here. And we just don't know where that'll be, but we've put and prepared our people here that could receive that mail on the alert.
CBS's Jeff Pegues reports.
They're working on the theory that this could either be some sort of coordinated attempt to threaten election workers, or it could be one individual.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour pause in the fighting in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee the war zone. CBS's Bo Erickson reports.
The Biden administration has been pushing for humanitarian pauses to try to get more aid into Gaza for some of the civilians there, and also to continue discussions and negotiations about how to potentially get out some of those more than 200 hostages that remain.
Atlanta police say they've arrested a man who threatened to kill Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. WSB's Jonathan O'Brien.
The suspect, 34-year-old Sean Patrick Cirillo, is facing federal charges for allegedly placing two calls threatening to kill Greene with a sniper rifle.
I'm going to shoot her in the head and kill her, okay? Tell the FBI.
In a statement, Greene says all threats of violence have to be taken seriously.
A new report reveals Earth has had its hottest 12 months ever recorded. CBS's Nora O'Donnell with more.
Researchers at the nonprofit Climate Central analyzed global averages and temperatures from November of last year through October of this year, and they found they were about 2.4 degrees above pre-industrial averages.
Two sheriff's deputies in Florida are fighting for their lives after being ambushed outside Tampa by a man in a car. CBS's Roxana Saberi with details.
The force of the impact pinned the deputies between their SUV and two other cars. Officials say one deputy's femur bone was crushed and his leg may have to be amputated.
The suspect is facing three charges of attempted murder on a law enforcement officer, and additional charges are possible. Sex therapist and talk show host Dr. Ruth Westheimer has been appointed New York's first ambassador to loneliness. Westheimer, a 95-year-old Holocaust survivor and Bronx resident, is pledging to help every New Yorker address the growing issue of social isolation. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
93.5 The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh.
Bye. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win 120-118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court, scores, makes a face at a Pistons player ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building win. When you down your best player in that type of moment where you know it's you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball. You know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs. It was their ball. They had momentum. They was confident making shots. Even though we had a lead, the game was changing. And we know in this league, leads go away quick.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind diminishing this evening, partly cloudy tonight, a cold low near 30. And more clouds around for tomorrow, cooler, high only 40 degrees. Breezy for the weekend with clouds mid-40s Saturday, sun in mid-50s Sunday. Currently it's 37.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Oh, in Pini Gigi to all you guys that donate monthly. We really, really appreciate that. Hey, we got a special guest here. It's George McCauley, and we're going to talk about a few things, but I wanted just to give a quick overview of George. George has been a family friend for many years, a big softball player in his day, an athlete, and, you know, he's been involved with ICWA. And all of the Native community know and love George, but I also know George has been, for us here, a voice actor over the years and also an actor. And I think that's, George, why we got you on. We want to talk about your experience with the Killers of the Flower Moon. Welcome.
Hello, Robert, nephew, and Haley. Happy to be here today and awesome day, and I appreciate you. Having my opinion, and I really enjoy the show, and you guys do some awesome work, so continue the good work.
Yeah, we really appreciate that and appreciate all the work that you and your family do. And we were at an awesome powwow this last weekend, and you had some great pictures out there of the powwow, and I as an adoptee really appreciate the work you and your wife have been doing these past many, many years.
Yeah, the adoptee power and gatherings that she has, it's a lot of healing for our relatives who have found their way home and the ones who are still looking. So it's an awesome job that you're part of it and being able to support it. And so thank you for that.
Yeah, well, I just got to jump in. And story that makes me cry every time is that sister that came from Colorado met her birth sister, older sister, for the first time ever. Those are the kind of things that happen during this.
That was powerful. That was really powerful. The whole day was like that. I mean, just went by so fast. All the good feelings that was going on through the day and into the evening. And we look forward to doing that again.
All right, so let's jump into it. I've seen a couple of your posts, and I really think that's a really good idea now to shake this out. There seems to be a lot of we never run out of things to talk about in Indian country, and you know we have this blockbuster movie. I know they've made a lot of money. They're up to like $40 million in the last couple of weeks. And then we have people like, I mean, help us all, but we always have news going on. And we had like Buffy St. Marie and that whole shenanigans and that coming up. But let's talk about you were in and are in The Killers of the Flower Moon. And let's talk about a little bit about your experience and also your take on the final product.
Okay. I was wanted to be in a movie, like a major motion picture. And I have auditions through the years. I went to Santa Fe when I had some auditions. They said they needed Indian actors. And so I flew down there, and man, all these beautiful Indians all in line, hundreds of them. And they didn't say what the movie was, but they took our picture, was about it. And it was Hostiles. And even from that movie, you could see that there weren't that many Indians. And the main actors, Adam Beach and Wes Studi, you know, were the lead roles, and a few other Indians. And I said, man, if I knew that, I wouldn't even came down here, because, you know, chances like that, it's hard to get in. It's hard to get into acting or get any kind of roles anyway. So I went home then. I don't know how much longer they were looking for actors for Killers of the Flower Moon, a movie that was going to be filmed in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I thought about it. I said, oh, man, that's another long ways to go. And first they're looking for Osage members. And then later on, they wanted any native person to come down there. So my wife said, well, if you don't try, you won't find out.
Yeah.
So I drove down to Tulsa, and man, it was, I got there at night. Next morning, they're supposed to start at 11. So I got up early, went and had breakfast, and I got there about 10 o'clock, saying, well, I better get here early so I can get out early and I can get on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
But I got down to the main room, and they give a form to fill out, and I was number 1,724. There were that many people lined up in front of me just to get in. I thought, again, I don't know if this is worth it, but I stayed there and got through the line about noon, and they asked you all these, they did enter your name in a computer database, and then they took your picture. What was really cool is that they were serious about casting Indians. And I thought, okay, man, this is going to be good, because there are a lot of white people in there all trying to get in. And then once they took your picture and gave you a form filled out, they send you to another room to get fitted for clothes, and all the Indians are going that direction. All the white people are going out the door. So I said, all right, we're going to do this. And so they got our clothing size. They then you go to another room and read some lines with somebody who came in. And then after that, it took you to another part of the area, and they videotaped you asking you questions and their voice. And that lady asked me, I said, oh, where are you from? I said, I live in Minneapolis. And said, you came all the way down here? I said, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear that? I said, well, I'm not. So and so then after that, they kind of, because of COVID, it kind of died down. And so we didn't, you know, I didn't hear nothing. So I didn't know what was going to happen. And early of that year, when I just started, I think it was 2020, I can't remember what year, but somebody called me and said if I was still interested and if I'd cut my hair. And I said, no, I said, well, we're going to start in April. And if you want to, you know, we'll notify you when you're going to be coming down. So I really was, man, I was so excited and thinking, man, this is going to be cool. But just, again, it's like when you play bingo, you're happy to win, but this was a jackpot. I mean, nothing was going to be better than a Scorsese film that was $200 million and a lot of Indian actors. And it was just that, man, to get on the where they were filming, all these beautiful Indian people that, you know, we had to make sure that the clothing we wore, they made sure that was for that time of the century or decade that the Indians people, that the Osage murders happened. They used pictures of people from that area because of the money they made. A lot of people had cameras and took pictures, so they knew what kind of clothing mm-hmm. they wore. So they stuck to that and made sure that it was all original.
Mm-hmm.
Go on set, and then there'd be like, I counted maybe sometimes 100 to 300-400 Indian extras that they had to braid our hair and make sure our clothing was all looking professional, and then go on set, and then they'd set up the scenes. And sometimes, like, if the racing scene, the car scene, that one took a whole day.
Right.
And they, you know, they raced some cars, got people walking cars, and they had to set it all up again. They looked through their little cameras, about 20 people checking out the scene or anything to make sure that everything was correct. So it was an awesome experience to really be part of that, and I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the film after it came out. But did you have to join SAG? Did you to be an extra? Or is that a different union?
I've never been a member of SAG, and I just was happy to be part of it. And the extras, I don't know if you were SAG, if you got paid more or not, but
yeah,
we were paid average about $100 a day.
Cool. Hey, George, we're going to take a quick break. We're with George McCauley, Killers of the Flower Moon extra, talking about his experience and his expectations. And we'll have more right after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Buju, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
When a drunk driver hit my car, the structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That's it. That's the ad. I don't think I need to add anything else, but I'll gladly mention their sales team is attentive and friendly, their service department is the best in the state, and their vehicles, you can put a lot of faith in the quality and safety of a Toyota vehicle. The structural integrity and safety features of my Toyota Sienna saved my life. I will always own one. That says it all. Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
As the leaves change and the air turns crisp, there's no better time to cozy up with a good book. Fall has arrived, and so has the perfect season to explore Next Chapter Booksellers. Whether you're seeking the latest bestsellers, cozy mysteries, or heartwarming classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has you covered. Not sure what to get? Ask a bookseller. They're great at making recommendations, and don't overlook their puzzles and games, ideal for brightening up those chilly gray autumn afternoons. So warm up this fall with Next Chapter Booksellers in St. Paul.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Those guys are awesome. They've been with us for 7 years, and we really appreciate their support, and we love supporting them. Hey, we're here with George McCauley, and George was an extra in the Killers of the Flower Moon, the movie, And we're talking about his experience, and we kind of left off where you were at the one-day shoot of the car race that you were in. What other scenes can we, or by the way, welcome back. And I'm wondering what other scenes could we look for you in there, way in the back there or over there?
There was, I was down there for first, I went there twice. First time I was there for 15 days.
Whoa.
Then they called me back and the wedding scene, which is another 4 days. But I just saw the movie when it came out the first day on a Thursday. And man, I was just so disappointed.
Oh.
Because all the different scenes that all these native people were in, you know, so many, beautiful looking people that they really looking sharp and really doing different things, that there's just flashes. Like, I think I caught myself in three scenes just for a quick second.
Mm.
And there's so many other people that were really striking that, you know, covered the different, and they were covering different background scenes and mm-hmm. close-ups and I was disappointed that I didn't see any of that, especially in the wedding scene, man. That wedding scene was awesome. All them beautiful Osage women in their wedding outfits and what they meant to them and the reason they wore those. And I didn't see none of that on the film.
You're right. The wedding scene in particular was pretty short. It seemed like the way they shot it, it was... as if they were being pictures being taken. So they're as stills, and it was like really quick editing.
Exactly. I mean, same thing with, I was in a funeral scene and, it was hot. It was a long day and had a whole bunch of, extras sitting all over. And when I seen in a movie, might've been a different funeral scene, but the different things that happen that the Osage relatives do, you can see some things that we're doing, but nobody had any explanation. No Osage people were talking about what was going on. No Osage people seemed to have any dialogue. And that was really disappointing that none of their things that they live, their ways, were not talked about.
So do you think, you know, I always joke when we talk about Dancing with the Wolves, and I kind of say it's Dancing with Kevin Costner. Did you get that kind of vibe after you watched the show, that it was more about the white stars in this movie and not so much a representation of the Osage people?
That's exactly it was my feeling. And I thought after I saw it, it was like De Niro and DiCaprio in for... performing for an Oscar. I mean, we know what they can do. We've seen other movies where they performed or didn't know how they act, and we know how it's going to be. And that's what I seen mostly on the screen. And Lily, the one who played Capra's wife, man, I thought she was awesome.
Yeah.
Native people don't have that kind of screen time, as much as she was able to get, which wasn't much compared to the other two. I mean, it's a 2.5-hour movie.
And 3.5.
5 minutes of the dialogue to do other things of what the Osage people really exemplifies of how they were.
Yeah, it's just to correct you, and I don't like doing that to my elders, but it was a 3.5-hour movie. And I feel again, we get into this where people are telling our stories and they become their stories, and then they become the stars of our stories. And, you know, the person who wrote the book was white. Of course, the people that produced this and directed it and starred in this are white. So, again, we get back into Dancing with Kevin Costner.
Yeah. I don't know if Scorsese had anything to do with the editing, but they needed a native person, an Osage person in there doing that work, because you think about the money, the time and energy they spent to get this movie made, but it didn't come across as how we as native people would have liked to have seen how our relatives were treated, how they, you know, even their lifestyles. And if it would have been really cool if they would at least listed all the actors, Indian extras in the credits, man. There's so many of them from different parts of Oklahoma. Mostly, I think I may be one of the few who are out of state. There's almost every tribe representative or extras in that movie.
That's amazing. One of the things, too, that really made me rethink the movie after I saw it was that young actor from Reservation Dogs, the day of the opening, did a TikTok, or not a TikTok, but an X, which used to be that little bird, tweet on how she was so disappointed because when it did represent Native Americans, it represented them in trauma, in murders. Right away, in the beginning of the movie, we see our brothers and sisters, and mostly our sisters, being murdered. And that's just a major trigger. And she had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, it is so true that the way this movie went was not happy. Many of our relatives are not happy with what the final product was. And especially that what you just mentioned is a trigger, and many of them other triggers that people have maybe been brought up because of the movie. And really, you know, it hasn't been any different than any other movie. All the money and time. I mean, just Scorsese did the right thing. He went to the Osage people. He talked to them. He listened to them. And he shared a meal with them. And he brought, you know, things that they wanted to have done correctly. And maybe he did a couple of things, but not more than, you know, he could have done. Mm-hmm. So it's really that's what is hard for me and disappointing that how it turned out.
Haley, you just saw the movie recently too.
I did.
What are your feelings about this? It's, you know, as a young person, young Native person, what are your feelings?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. Yeah, so I just actually saw Killers of the Flower Moon this past Friday. And yeah, I completely agree. The whole murders happening right off the bat. I mean, within the first 5 minutes, really, we see, I think three I counted. I could be mistaken, but yeah, I would say that's quite a bit of a trigger, especially coming right off the bat, opening up the movie like that. I know I personally had food. I ordered food and I seriously didn't touch my food the whole time after that. And I couldn't eat. And, you know, respectfully, I was probably the only Native in the theater, which is fine, but I was also the only one who was emotional and crying. And I was surrounded by people with no reaction, and it was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah. So, you know, there is this narrative, again, that, Georgia, we don't get to tell our own stories, and we know storytellers, we know actors. Minnesota is full of Native actors, and I mean, Reservation Dogs is doing it right and has done it right, and we just have to push forward. It's a sad deal, but I agree with you.
Yeah, it's how, you know, not only with that, but as you mentioned, like the incident with Buffy St. Marie and a lot of our artists that do awesome work that don't get the opportunity or the way they want to do it and be recognized for it. There's always like a white person always getting in there somehow doing this and saying they honor us, like the different statues that I know of they built. I mean, they made, like, there's one in Nebraska for the Ponca chief, and it's always the white guy who makes them, and he says, oh, well, I have this guy helping me, and we need our own people in the front, and that's where they have to be, that's where they need to be in order for the story to be told how it needs to be told.
You know, what's really cool, too, about a lot of people that listen to this show, there are what I like to call white allies, and you know, we just always, they're very respectful, and they need, and it's great that we have this show, because we don't appreciate the white savior thing. We've been here 10,000 years as Ho-Chunks, and we've been here for a long time, and we're still here, and we can tell our own stories, and we do tell our own stories. So I just got to give a shout out to the people that are respectful, that do ask the right questions, and it's great for us to bring up this this other point, and I really appreciate you speaking your truth, George.
You're right about that. I mean, I agree with you completely. There are people who really...
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The FBI and U.S. Postal Service investigators are looking into more than a dozen letters, some containing fentanyl, that were sent to elections offices in at least five states, including Georgia, where Brad Raffensperger is Secretary of State.
This is domestic terrorism, and it needs to be condemned by anyone that holds elected office and anyone that wants to hold elected office anywhere in America.
Israel agrees to daily four-hour pauses in fighting to allow civilians to move south to flee the war zone and get humanitarian aid. CBS's Deborah Pata on the trek.
Searching for refuge is quite elusive at the moment. It's a 25-mile walk from the north to the south. And 4 hours when there are thousands and thousands trying to flee doesn't feel like a lot of time.
Earth, according to a new report, has just had its hottest 12 months ever recorded. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
According to the report, nearly 6 billion people had more than a month's worth of temperatures that were impacted by climate change.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Northwest winds at 31 degrees by sunrise. On Friday, still mostly cloudy. The high only 40. On your Veterans Day, plenty of clouds around, 43 degrees, as our winds turn to the southeast. It's 39 at our studios.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. This is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, got to give those guys a shout out that have been following us on Patreon since COVID when we lost all our advertisers. And now we really appreciate that. And it's a good way to keep us going and check it out for us.
Yeah. Hey, Dago, Robert, do you know what time of the year it is right now?
Daylight savings time?
No, it's time to make sure you've got your all of your health insurance figured out and maybe head on over to MinSure.org.
Wow, it is that time of year. And I know MinSure, that's an important aspect in here in Minnesota. We're very lucky to have that program. And you can get insurance and pay for insurance and not end up in the poor farm if something happens to you.
Yeah, they can help find the right plan for you regardless of your income. So you can go over to MinSure.org to find an affordable health care plan today.
I thought we were going to howl for Howling for Wolves, but it was for MinSure. Hey, we have David, and David is the dude here, and David owns Midwest All-Star Wrestling, and we've had David on over the years, and we've seen your organization grow, and really excited to have you on. There's a big show coming up, and we want to talk about that, but let's talk a little bit about the history. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. It feels like I haven't been on forever.
Yeah, you came down to the days when we were at the studio and we weren't so fancy.
Yeah, I did it. The very first one we did back in 2018, and then 2019, I came in with Road Warrior Animal.
That was awesome too, and he passed away a couple years later, which is really sad. What a nice guy he was, and it was great to have him on.
Really great guy. He's really missed around the wrestling community.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you got a big event coming up, but let's talk about the event and then maybe talk about a little bit about the history of Midwest All-Star Wrestling.
Yeah, so this Saturday, November 11th, Grand Slam 5, it's the 5 years in the making. It's incredible. It's going to be at North High School this year in North St. Paul. All the tickets except for bleachers are sold out. There's a little bit of bleachers left. Ringside, when we put those on sale back in June, they went within the first 2 days. Floor seats are completely gone and just bleachers are left.
Wow, that's exciting. And then how many, I think the word is cards, right? How many cards or wrestling matches are on the card? That's it. That's the question.
So, yeah, this year we have 8 big matches. We have couple of international superstars flying over from Tokyo, Japan. They'll actually be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning from their 14-hour flight from Tokyo.
Wow.
We got a gentleman from Russia. It's our biggest card of the year. It's incredible. When we started in 2018, not knowing what to expect, I mean, you were there, Robert, for the first one at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Mm-hmm. I think we did, you know, about four or 500 people there. And now we're a little over 2,000.
And then the proceeds, what's really exciting, David, you bringing back to the community. Talk about that a little bit, because that's what's really important for us too here at Native Roots Radio, of what you're doing for the community.
Yeah, so I've been the CFO for Women of Nations now for 11 years now, and Women of Nations is a Native American domestic violence emergency shelter in St. Paul, and that's how we got involved with Grand Slam. We were approached by doing the wrestling as a fundraiser to raise awareness for the community and to give back, and the funds going to the victims, and yeah, it's taken off ever since. 100% of the proceeds go to the shelter.
That's amazing. And that must just give the wrestlers a really good feeling too about the match and coming all the way from Japan. And, you know, talk a little bit about who are your main attractions now.
Yeah, so for the main event is Aja Kong. She's a legendary Japanese female wrestler. Female wrestling in our organization in MAW has really taken off. We have a lot of diverse wrestlers, but the women's wrestling is just incredible right now. And we have a legendary Japanese wrestler, Masato Tanaka. He was in ECW for a long time. We have a lot of WWE legends coming in. Terry Wilson, the Boogeyman. Who else is coming? Stan the Lariat Hansen is coming in from Colorado. Wow. The Berserker, John Nord. Jesse Ventura is going to be making an appearance. It's an incredible card, yeah.
You know, I always have to say this about Jesse. First of all, I always like to impersonate him. But second of all, he is totally for the Native community and always has been. And I'll see Jesse at marches and things like that, and he doesn't want his picture taken. He just wants to be there to support. And that's kind of, you know, I'm so glad that he's going to be here for that, because he does support Native causes big time.
Yeah, he's going to be making an appearance Saturday night. He asked us not to do it as advertising that he's going to be there, because he doesn't want to take away from, you know, the cause that we're raising. He just wants to be there to support.
Wow. Wow. Who else do you got? You got the Killer Bees showing up, or those cats again?
No. From AWA, we have John Nord, the Berserker, Stan Hansen. We have the Boogeyman, Deborah McMichael, Candice Michelle, Tori Wilson.
Wow.
Legendary referee Earl Hebner will be in the house. ODB, she's a local here in Minnesota. She does the ODB meet and greets food truck. You know, we're going to give our award to a legendary a former Native American wrestler who passed away, Charlie Thunderblood Norris. After the first Grand Slam, he was very inspirational in helping us take off and you know, do casinos and reservations. And we want to honor him by doing the first ever Charlie Norris Memorial Cup. So we're going to present that.
Wow, that's awesome. And 2,000 fans. How often do you have a card? Is it once a month, once every 2 months?
Yeah, about once a month we do a show at the local, you know, the Hastings Depot Barn Grill, or we're at a school or someplace. They'll call us up and say, hey, you know, we want wrestling. Can you bring this person in or that person? We do a lot of work over at the St. Croix Casino in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Been there a long time. I'm grateful for them. And yeah, it's really taken off since 2018 when I purchased the company.
Yeah, it has. And I see the pictures are amazing. As a matter of fact, you have an amazing photographer too. I see those pictures come up and I'm just going, wow, this is really cool. Especially at the St. Croix Casino. That's a beautiful venue there and a lot of seats.
Yeah, so after the very first Grand Slam, they reached out to us and said, hey, you know, we'd like to bring you guys on board once a year for entertainment. So we do a show out there every February in Turtle Lake. And then in June, they bring us out to the Danbury location. And we do a show out there in June in Danbury.
Well, what I think is really interesting over the years of being a big AWA fan and growing up with that somebody like Wally Caribou, Carbo, which is sort of like your job, would jump in the ring and get beat up every once in a while. Has that happened to you?
Well, I did that one time, and that was at the first Grand Slam when I came out. I think it was Michael Myers then. And I learned my lesson not to get in there. I'm better off outside the ring than in the ring.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So in years past, I know you've had people come in and say good words, and have had dancers. Are you going to have that again this year?
Yes. So we got about this year, I think there's either 8 or 12 dancers coming. A couple of them are from Rosebud. We have people traveling from Wind River. We have them coming all over. It's every year we open up with the drum group. We have the drum group from Net Lake, my reservation, coming down. My cousin is Terry Goodsky. He's the lead singer for the group. He's always been with us since starting at the second Grand Slam. He's been with us ever since. And yeah, it's crazy. We're from where we were to where we are now.
Right. And it's just getting bigger and bigger. And I think, The more competition with groups, the better. And I've seen that all over all over Turtle Island, where there's nice size wrestling groups and bringing back the old style of, community wrestling and people that you can cheer for.
Yeah. Yeah. We welcome competition, and we're glad to support Native communities and give back and, just out here doing our thing for the community.
Hey, we're talking with David, and he's the owner of the Midwest All-Star Wrestling, and there's an event happening on November 11th at North High School, and it sounds like fun. David, let's take a quick break here and then maybe talk a little bit more about the wrestling and the history of the AWA and the organization that you bought and have really brought back to life, it sounds like.
Yep, okay.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
What's up? This is Tool Man.
And this is Bear Witness.
And we are the Hallucination.
And you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
The Hallucination.
Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org. Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! David, did you forget that we howled here, or didn't we do it back in the day?
No, I don't think you did it. I'm not sure. Maybe Wendy did. I can't remember.
I think Curtis did.
Or maybe it was Curtis, yeah.
Curtis would do it, and then we'd join in. But I think that's cool. Hey, we're here with David Amitrano, and we are talking about Midwest All-Star Wrestling and the big event that's happening November 11th. Thanks again for coming on, David.
Thanks for having me again. It's a blessing to be back.
Yeah, it's fun, and we got to do this more often. And We got a big event happening, and it's all helping out Women's in Nations. Can you tell us a little bit about the nonprofit organization that this great event's going to help support?
Yeah, so it's Women of Nations Eagles Nest Shelter. It's a Native American domestic violence shelter based in St. Paul. It's been open for 35 years now.
Wow.
And we have women of all walks of life that come in that need resources or escaping emergency situations, and we're there to help them and their children.
You know, I think I remember talking about this years ago, and they can bring their pets too, right? Yep, I mean, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, we are pet friendly. We've had people bring their cats, their ferrets, their birds, their snakes, everything. So, yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, people don't want to leave. They don't want to leave their puppy when they're in an abusive relationship. And I think that's so huge and a great point.
Yeah, that's one of the top 10 reasons a lot of women don't, you know, leave domestic violence situations, is because they want to leave their pets behind.
Wow, that's crazy. So we got a match happening. We got already 2,000 tickets sold, and so the place is going to be hopping. It's going to be at North St. Paul High School. And what time do the gates open?
So doors open at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. is the meet and greet with the WWE Hall of Famers and legends. And then we go live at 7:15 on pay-per-view on the Title Match Network, with the first match starting at 7:30.
Wow, that's exciting. That's something fairly new, isn't it, the pay-per-view?
Yeah, so we just recently got on streaming service about a year ago. We were with Fight TV. We have a Fight TV channel where you can see previous Grand Slams. And now just recently we joined the Title Match Network, so we'll be streaming live from there as well.
Wow, that's exciting. And just it's just a great thing. I mean, COVID, you had to shut down somewhat, yeah. And now you're busting open, and you know, people are following you. There's big crowds, there's excitements, there's Hall of Famers signing autographs. What a great event.
Yeah, we're extremely blessed to have, you know, WWE legends and other celebrities come in, and wrestlers from around the world come in to support the cause and, you know, raise as much money as we can for the shelter. Last year's event raised $41,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, our goal is to beat that number significantly.
Yeah, well, with the pre-sale of tickets already and the floor sold out, and, you know, you have the bleachers and then standing room only. Wow, that is really that is so good. Good for you, and good for you and your partners and all the wrestlers.
Yeah, we're extremely fortunate to have the support of the community and local businesses that sponsor and come to the event and bring in different legends and help with talent. We wouldn't be able to do it with all of them.
Who's one of your big sponsors?
One of the biggest sponsors we have is Lake Harriet Law Office, which is Randall Smith is the head attorney over there. They're a huge sponsor of the event. Also, Tippy's Collectibles and Card Shop down in Hastings, Minnesota, is a huge sponsor of the event as well.
Well, you know, during COVID, David, I started collecting baseball cards again. So it's crazy. I mean, I got all these from the 60s and early 70s when I was collecting as a kid, and I'm still collecting. I got the fever again, but Tippy's, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned baseball, because we just announced last week that the original legend at the very first Grand Slam, Senior Smoke, Juan Berenguer, is coming back this Saturday. He's the guest ring announcer, the guest timekeeper, I should say.
Wow, that's awesome. He was great, and people wanted his autograph, and the Twins back in 87, and he was a big part of that World Series, and a great character, and he'll have pitchers to sign.
Yeah, pitchers to sign. He'll have cards there. He's coming in courtesy of Tippy's Collectibles.
Right on. So, hey, let everybody know, again, where this is at. It's November 11th, this coming up Saturday. It's at North High School in St. Paul, in the Midwest All-Star Wrestling Extravaganza. And what is it called again?
Grand Slam. This is Grand Slam 5.
Wow, five. Geez, I was a young guy when you started this.
Yeah, 5 years. 5 years ago.
Haley, now I know you're kind of a novice on this. Do you have any questions? Now, remember, there's no such thing as a bad question.
Yes. Well, I don't know too much about wrestling or MMA, any type of fighting, really. But yeah, really, really am just excited that this is going on in the community and is and that you guys have sold out. I think it's going to be a really great turnout. And yeah, I'm excited to see all the pictures and just hear about the whole event.